indeed, but Mary had always found that counting did a world of good when it came to steadying her nerves. Although in this instance, Mary's nerves were not the concern. Her unsettled stomach was. She winced as the dry toast she'd eaten that morning roiled and churned in her belly. She hadn't been able to keep much down for the past week. Mary had been determined to keep her black tea and toast precisely where it was meant to be. Her small figure was already feeling the loss of a week's breakfasts. She winced and stopped, letting her brush hit the vanity in front of her with a clatter. Mary blanched at the bout of nausea that swept over her in ever-growing waves. It appeared her efforts in brushing her hair had amounted to nothing more than a headful of tended-to locks. "Lord," she murmured, shoving away from the vanity and rushing toward the water basin a few feet away. There was no hope of her making it anywhere but the basin, not if she wanted to avoid making a mess of her day dress. Her mother, no doubt, would throw a fit worthy of publication if Mary ruined one of her few dresses, especially when they hadn't the funds to have it laundered at present. The contents of Mary's stomach emptied into the basin with little incident, and for that she was grateful. She slumped to the side, dabbing as delicately as she was able to at her mouth with the linen tea towel beside her. She sighed and pressed her fingers to her temples while she focused on breathing in and out in measured breaths. "Calm yourself. Be calm," she sighed with a shake of her head. "It will all be well. It will, it will, it will." Though for all of her self-soothing, Mary didn't believe a single word she was saying. And that was because things had little chance of working out for a woman such as she. Not in the world as it presently was. Not with society's expectations and cruel enforcement of justice where women like her were concerned. Women that had indulged in the pleasures of the flesh outside of wedlock. Women that had been, truthfully, too naive to truly understand the gravitas of what they were doing. Women who had thought it was the only way to improve their station. "Silly, stupid girl," Mary whispered, her voice almost as bitter as the acrid taste of bile left on her tongue from that morning's sickness. She should have never done it, never given herself so freely to a man who had no intention of marrying her. But what was she to do with her mother bearing down on her as she had done ever since Mary was old enough to catch a man's eye? She was a lovely girl, and had always managed to find favor from men of all manner and economic status. More than once, Mary had thought herself capable of returning their affection and attention, but some detail or another would come to light, and her mother would deem the suitor perfectly unmarriable. And once more it was upon Mary's shoulders to find another suitor in possession of more wealth, more pedigree, more business savvy, more, more, more. It was always the case of more where her mother was concerned. Sarah James had never been one to settle.
"You shall never receive what you are due if you do not demand it," she informed her daughter daily. "Take what you want, Mary. You were born to it."
Except that Mary found she quite hated more. Her dresses always required more lace, her hair more ribbons. She was found lacking in graces and charms, her musical skills at the pianoforte and song always too stiff, her ability to carry a conversation flawlessly with sparkling laughter non-existent, or at least if Sarah James was to be believed. Her mother had married young, and well above her station as the daughter of poor Irish immigrants. Her hands did not know manual labor as her mother's had. Her fashionable clothing was the work of skilled modistes and designed to impress, unlike the plain muslin Sarah James had been raised in. And Mary's childhood home was nothing short of a palace when compared to the rickety walk-up in which her grandmother had raised 9 children. And then misfortune had struck by way of her father's untimely death at sea. This was what happened when a